Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
Radio Bulgaria's Time Out for Music features Share the Music Festival, the nights in Vrana Palace. Vrana Palace is situated only 9 kilometers to the east of Sofia city center. In 2001, former Bulgarian Premier Simeon Saxe-Coburg-Gotha and Princess Maria Luisa granted the palace to Sofia municipality in order to launch a museum, a record office and specialized library dedicated to the history of the royal dynasty. From September the 12th until the 14th of September, masterpieces from the World Music Treasury will sound in the wonderful nature park of Vrana Palace. Share the Music Festival presents three renowned conductors to the audience in three consecutive evenings. We'll learn more details from Monika Aleksandrova's interview with the director of the Sofia Philharmonic Orchestra, Yavor Dimitrov.
Това, което предстои, може да се каже, че е премиера за България.
The future event will be a premiere in this country. The idea of the Sofia Philharmonic Orchestra and the Sofia Municipality is to launch a new stage before the Day of Sofia, which is on the 17th of September, with mainly symphonic music. This project is similar to the nights in the park of the National Military Academy organized by the State Opera. The idea was actually born after a conversation with Sofia Mayor Mrs. Yordanka Fandakova. The program in the first day includes performance to the participation of the head conductor of Sofia Philharmonic Orchestra, Martin Pantaleev, and popular Bulgarian soprano, Vera Girginova. Let us listen next to a fragment of Faust opera by Charles Gounod to the rendition of Vera Girginova, accompanied by the Sofia Philharmonic Orchestra.
Oh.
Martin Pantelev's piece entitled The Island is also part of the program of the first festive night. Here is what Yavor Dimitrov told Radio Bulgaria.
Това е едно произведение, което ние преди известно време включихме в репертуара на филхармонията.
We included this piece in the repertoire of the Sofia Philharmonic Orchestra some time ago and the audience liked it a lot. This piece features our head conductor as a composer too. He has a substantial experience in this field abroad. Martin is an author who directs his pieces towards the fans of humane music. It has a romantic taste mixed with impressionistic elements, says Mr. Yavor Dimitrov. Vrana Palace is still in a process of conservation. That is why the concerts will be held on an open-air stage in the Royal Park. Unfortunately, this would affect the maximum number of the audience, which is brought down to 350 people only.
Втората вечер ще бъде с идеята за среща на поколенията, именно Софийската филхармония заедно.
The second night of the festival aims at organizing a meeting between different music generations, the Sofia Philharmonic Orchestra and Pioneer Philharmonic Orchestra, under the conductorship of Maxim Ashkenazi. We carried out this project successfully in Bulgaria Hall. Now we want to prove again that the Sofia Philharmonic Orchestra is an institution which provides assistance to its young colleagues. The third night of the festival includes performance of Svetoslav Obretenov National Philharmonic Choir. The show is dedicated to the 70th anniversary of this choir. The final concert of Share the Music Festival will be held under the conductorship of Ljubka Biagioni, accompanied by soloists Marta Torbidoni from Italy and tenor Mikhail Mikhailov. I hope that we will enjoy three great evenings under the night sky with an audience which is a fan of the classical music and of our orchestra, which together with the symphony orchestra of the National Radio maintains high criteria in symphonic music. Finally, let us listen to Cavaradossi aria from Tosca opera by Giacomo Puccini to the rendition of Mikhail Mikhailov in accompaniment with the Sofia Philharmonic Orchestra with conductor Martin Pantelev. This has been our Time Out for Music featuring Share the Music Festival, the nights in Vrana Palace.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.